there's an interesting bad cop case that's going on in New York. And in fact, we've added a link in today's commentary at thenewyorkpost.com. A listener sends me. And of course, it has to do with a couple of police officers that were acquitted of rape. But the defense for the police officers cleared of rape, according to the article, now go on offense versus the accuser. The defense lawyers for the two officers, Marino and Edward Madeira for Mata, argued that the ex-cops were acquitted of rape, and I'll get to who that defense lawyer is in a second here, and burglary, and convicted only of a misconduct charge, which the victim is the NDP, the NYPD, that the accuser is no longer a victim under the letter of the law. Well, that defense lawyer, Joe Tacopina, I think is stepping in it. I like to use that term when he says a victim is no longer a victim. Is a victim no longer a victim just because those that have been accused of a crime have been found not guilty? I don't think so. It's far from that. Prosecutors have described to jurors in closing arguments a scenario where the benefit and dereliction, say that three times real fast, were one and the same, and the cops got to hang out at the accuser's apartment rather than patrol the streets. It's a fascinating story, and it's one that you need to check out, about a couple of police officers who were acquitted of rape, found guilty of misconduct, and now they're probably going to receive probation instead of jail. And Joe Tacopina is going after the accuser now and says that the two officers shouldn't be picked on that hard. The NYPD was the victim, and that the victim is no longer a victim. Now you try and figure that out. So check it out at thenewyorkpost.com, and thanks to the listener that sent it my way. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.